In neighboring Iran, economic class has become an issue in the race for president. Iranians vote tomorrow in a runoff election. One candidate is a 70-year-old cleric who's promoting big business and open ties with the West. His opponent is the ultra-conservative mayor of Tehran. He is championing the poor and rejecting Western influence. NPR's Ivan Watson has the story.
For weeks, the presidential election campaign gave young Iranians an excuse to flaunt strict Islamic laws and cruise upper-class neighborhoods of North Tehran. Until recently, the street party was dominated by stylishly coiffed supporters of presidential candidate Hashemi Rafsanjani. But that changed this week when Tehran's conservative mayor Mahmoud Ahmadinejad unexpectedly qualified for tomorrow's runoff vote. Suddenly, bearded, conservatively dressed young men from the working-class suburbs showed up in North Tehran on motorbikes chanting Ahmadinejad's name. Analysts say class has become an issue in tomorrow's election.
This was one of the issues which the revolution itself was supposed to eliminate, this disparity between rich and poor. And in fact, we've seen after 26 years now, this disparity has even increased.
Analyst Karim Sajidpour of the International Crisis Group says Ahmadinejad has effectively marketed himself as an Islamic Robin Hood.
He's really pushed helping the poor, and there's a sense among many Iranians that, you know, oil prices are so high and where is this money going to?
This long TV advertisement for Ahmadinejad seems to have made an impression on some of the electorate. It compares the former Tehran mayor's opulent house, which boasts a swimming pool, to the simple, sparsely furnished house where Ahmadinejad lives. In the video, the mayor takes Iran's ruling political elite to task.
We need justice. I ask the officials, why are you living in palaces? They say, because we are trying to maintain the prestige of the country. Where do they get this? This is not according to Islam.
But it's Ahmadinejad's simple manner of speaking that appeals to these teenage schoolgirls in a working-class town south of Tehran.
He's a common man, he understands us, he talks like us, and he can solve people's problems.
This is a far cry from Rafsanjani's campaign, which has focused on appearing modern, hip, and Western in pursuit of the urban youth vote. Instead of meeting the people himself, though, 70-year-old Rafsanjani sent young volunteers to do it for him. They distributed stickers printed in English with slogans like Hashemi for Future and gave out pop music CDs like this one. Rafsanjani also courted Iranian industrialists, pledging to improve ties to the West and attract foreign investment. But there was a hint of elitism to the campaign that was exhibited by Rafsanjani's spokesman, Mohammed Achyonfar, who said it was insulting for Rafsanjani to have to run against a commoner like Ahmadinejad.
The fight between these two can be similar with a fight a mouse might have with a lion.
The possibility of a hardline government ruled by Ahmadinejad has frightened many wealthy Iranians and others who boycotted the first round of the election. Some, like this 23-year-old student who preferred not to give his name, say they'll vote Rafsanjani tomorrow.
Because I don't want Ahmadinejad to be my president. If he comes, we are going to be all in pressure.
This evening, Rafsanjani's campaign launched a last-minute attempt to reach out to the people. The head of Tehran's stock exchange announced a new privatization plan backed by Rafsanjani. It promises to give 14 million Iranian families $11,000 shares in Iran's state-owned industries. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.